Praise the Lord. So good to see each and every one of you here tonight, and those of you who are joining us by Facebook. I said it again, Facebook. So we thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we thank you for being with us tonight, and I know that God's got something just for you tonight, so be ready to receive what he has for you. God is good, amen. He's good all the time. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God, and we're just here to give him all the praise tonight, amen. And as Wanda comes up tonight, let's just give God a hand clap of praise tonight, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to the Lord in prayer first. Father, first, we thank you. We just thank you for being God. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for allowing us to worship you and worship Jesus. Thank you for we can say the name of Jesus without fear of being persecuted, without fear of being killed, that we can say that name of Jesus. And Father, right now, I bind every scheme, I bind every attack, and I bind every assignment that the enemy has sent to come against his people right now. And I loose your peace, and I loose your power. And I just thank you, Father. We just thank you, all of you, Father, and none of me. Speak through me. You know what we need to hear. I know what I've prepared, but you speak through me on what you want us to hear, Father, what you want me to say, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. And the songs was just so fitting for my message, Patty. Again, you, you're so in tune with the Spirit, and you had no idea, of course, what the title of the message was going to be, but my message is on praise and worship. You know, why we praise and worship the Lord the way that we do as Christians. And that's what, and the songs was just so fitting. And we know it was God. We know it was God. And so that just gives that extra confirmation, you know, that we're on the right path and the teachings on what we're doing. Because again, Patty, you had no idea. And I just smiled when you started playing. I knew what song it was. I just smiled like, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you for that confirmation and that peace that he gives us. But, you know, and today I woke up to some not so good news in a sense. You know, one of my siblings and our favorite uncles, one of our dear uncles, transitioned this morning, earlier this morning. And that was kind of hard. And then I'm like, Lord, and now you want me to teach on praise and worship? You know, and I talked to his daughter and then another one of my cousins. She said, yeah, you're going to teach on that. I was telling her. She said, yes, you are. Yes, you are. So, Terry Ann, if you're listening, thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement you gave me earlier this morning. And we should praise God no matter what. No matter what, praise and worship him. That is just what we do. That is what we do. But praise and worship here on earth is only a dress rehearsal.
That's right.
This is a dress rehearsal of how it's going to be when we go to heaven. And our life after this one, that forever eternal life. This is just a dress rehearsal. So if you're a Christian and you don't like it here, that's going to be a problem when you get to heaven. Because that is what they do all day long, singing holy, holy, holy. That's what they do. That's what we do. That's what the saints are going to do in heaven. That's what we're going to do. That's what the angels do, and that's what the saints, us, that's what we're going to do when we get to heaven. So this is just a dress rehearsal. We will forever be praising and worshiping our Lord, our God, once we're in heaven. So we need to kind of like the practicing here. We need to get used to the practicing here on earth. And we praise and we worship the Lord because we are loved by him. He loves us. And that's enough right there. He loves us. But even before we even accepted him as our Lord and Savior, before we accepted God, he loved us. And that's what he states in John 3:16. You know, for God greatly, so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And in that eternal life, we will be praising and we will be worshiping. That's what we do. You know, worship starts with the love that he has for us, not necessarily the love that we have for him. It starts with that agape love that he has for us, that unconditional love, that he loves us no matter what. We may fall, we'll get up, he's going to dust us off and say, keep on, my child. That's that love that he has for us, and that's enough just to praise him and just worship him just right through that. The meaning of praise is express a warm approval or admiration. The expression of approval for someone or something, to glorify, especially by the attributions of perfection. The meaning of worship, and this is the worldly, you know, meaning in the definitions, to honor or show reverence for as a divine being or a supernatural power, to regard with great or extravagant respect, honor, or devotion. Offered a divine being or supernatural power, extravagant respect or admiration for or devotion to an object or esteem. That's what worship is. And I read this on the internet while preparing for this message, and it says, praise is characterized as the act of magnifying and honoring God for who he is and the act of exalting God's great name. It also includes thanking God for his many kindness. Worship is characterized as a more intimate form of praise where believers seek to personalize their expression of God's worth to them and others. And I thought that was very fitting and very true. I thought it was just very true. In Psalms 100 and verse 4, it states, enter his gates with a song of thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless and praise his name. So this is another reason why we praise and why we worship him the way that we do. He told us how to enter into his presence, how to enter into his gates. So when we transition from this life into our eternal life, imagine we're going to be doing a two-step and praising and worshiping going into the gates of heaven. You know, I can see me strolling up in there, praising and worshiping, and I love to dance. I can see me, God put that in me. I can see that. That's going to be my form of praising and worshiping my Father and my Jesus. But he said to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and with that praise. So that's why we praise and worship the way we do, because this is what he's told us to do. When we want to come into his presence, we come in there with some praise, we come in there with some worship, and we come in there with some thankfulness in our heart. That's why we do what we do. And we should praise him in advance of seeing the manifestation of what we've been praying for. Because as a Christian, we believe it before we see it. As a Christian, we believe it before we see it. So before that manifestation of whatever you're believing God for has actually manifested, whatever you believe in him for, praise him in advance. Praise him in advance. Praise him because he's a good God. And we should worship him to get in his presence, to get that direction, to get that peace, and to seek his face and not just his hand. That's what worship is. It's just that personalized seeking the face of God, just seeking him. Lord, what will you have me to do? And when you just need some peace, you need to be still, get into that still place. Even if you're in the midst of chaos, you can have peace and you can still worship God. Just simply closing your eyes and you're worshiping him. You're praising him. And that's when you can use the speaking in tongues, speaking in the spirit, when you're worshiping. When you may not know what to say during your worship, praying in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in that hidden language that the enemy don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Hey, but you're worshiping our God. That's why we do what we do, to seek his face, to seek his presence, and not just his hand. And praise is not praise until it's expressed. So I can't stand here like this, oh, yep, I'm praising the Lord. That's not praise. Praise is not praise until praise is expressed. It's an expression, it's an outward expression of your love and your admiration of our Father, of our Lord and our Savior. You have to express your praise, because he stated that this is how we enter into his presence. And we need to get our praise on and bless him through our praise. We need to do that. And as I stated, praising him in advance before we see something. Get your praise on. Get your praise on. God is so good. He is so good. And praise and worship allow us to focus on the Lord and nothing else. You're in your own little world right here. Don't care who's around you. And you're praising and you're worshiping your Father. No matter what's going on around you, you're focusing on him, and it's a release. Praise and worship is a release. That's why we praise and worship. That's why we praise and worship. To release whatever we may be carrying that we shouldn't, to release those issues, to release those worries, which we should not worry. But that's what praise and worship is for, so we can release. We can release that. We can just give it to our Father. Just release the concerns of this world. You know, as I was saying before, worship is something, it's more intimate, something you can keep to yourself or in silence by closing your eyes, lifting your hands. But praise is something that others can see outwardly. You know, people praise by dancing, by singing, and by shouting, or what have, but that's your outward expression of praise to our God. And it's not just a show. And God knows your heart. God knows your heart. He knows you just acting like a fool, or if you're truly praising him, or if you acting just to get attention from others. So you can, as I heard, I think it was Dr. Tony Evans say, you just speak in some Christianese. What's your motive behind it? But that's what worship, people can see it outwardly. Praise and worship also is more than just a song. You know, music help express the praise and worship. It help express it. And that's one reason I believe why our pastors are very selective in the music that we play here for praise and worship. Because if it's not the word and edification of God, you can't truly express and get into that presence of God. If the words, as Dr. Tony Evans said, that Christianese, it may be that, but it may not be the word of God. So I really believe that's one reason why they're very selective on the music that we play here. It's not just going to be any old thing that's going to come out of our speakers here, come out of the mouths of our praise and worship team here. That's not going to happen, because it's part of that praise and worship. It's part of expressing and help us express our praise and worship to usher us into the presence of God. It helps that to help that release. It helps that release, because there are times, you know, all of us have come in here, and I know I have, with just so much on us, you know, the weight of the day, whatever may happen. And then when you hear the music start playing and you're in your zone, I'm using zone loosely, but you're in your zone, you're with your Father, you're right there, and that music just helps usher you into that. But if they started playing something that ain't even word, it can snap you out of it and take you out of that presence of God. And we want something to help us release. And praise and worship help us release. You know, and as Christians, another reason why we praise and worship the way that we do, it shows appreciation. It shows thankfulness and gratefulness for what our Lord has done for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ left heaven with our Father God, came to earth as a baby, lived life as a human for 33 years, died on a cross, a brutal death for us, took the keys of death and hell from the enemy for us. And I do believe when he went down there and got those keys, this is just me, I truly believe he kind of, you know, the devil was down there, you know, being big and bad, trying to, and talking all his smack to Abraham and Moses, you know, and all of them. And I just truly believe, you know, Abraham, them, they saw Jesus walking up behind the enemy, behind the devil, you know, and they was like, you know, they were getting all happy that the devil thought he was doing something. But he was. This is me in my mind, okay? And Jesus tapped him on the shoulder. He just tapped him. And as he turned around, he snatched those keys. That's how I picture it. Probably far from the truth, but that's how I picture it. Because I got a big bad Jesus.
Yes.
I have a big bad Jesus. I serve a big God. Glory. But anyway, he took the keys of hell, of death and hell from the enemy for us. He rose from the dead for us. He ascended into heaven for us. And he's seated at the right hand of the Father for us, interceding for us all the time, because we're always messing up at some point in time. And that's enough right there to give him some praise for that in itself. If he does nothing else for us, he saved us from hell. We have a right. We're free will. We have a right. We can go to hell. We can go to heaven because Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. And that's enough to praise him anyway. That is enough to praise Jesus. That's enough to praise God. And so that is why, as Christians, the reason why we praise and worship. 2 Chronicles 20, kind of in summaries a little bit. You know, that's when the enemy was coming against Judah, those enemies, those folks, and they wanted to kill them all, you know, Judah. And they was coming, all these areas coming against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat, he prays to God and tells God Almighty that they're nothing without him. You know, he's boosting God. They're just telling God all of this, you know, and that they're totally relying on God with this. And Jehoshaphat reminded God who he is. Jehoshaphat telling God that no one is able to stand against you. He was reminding God. And he was reminding God that what God told Judah, if you love me and keep my word, I got you. He was reminding God of this. You know, and he was reminding God, and he told God, Father, now's a good time for you to do all of this. Now's a good time for you to take care of us. We need you. You said you got us. We need you. And he was reminding God of his promise that he made to them. And that was enough in itself, because of a promise he made way back. That was enough for Jehoshaphat and Judah to praise and worship God because of a promise he made. So Jehoshaphat started everything. He was praying. He led by example and not just with words. And he started to praise, and then the people joined him. And, you know, Judah means praise. Yeah. Judah means praise. And verse 22 in 2 Chronicles 20 states this, as they began to sing and praise. Okay, so they had to do something. As they began to sing and praise. Now, they hadn't seen anything yet. They had not seen God come and do something yet with the enemy that was coming up against them. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. As they began to sing and praise, then the Lord sent ambushes against the enemy that was coming up against them, and they kicked behind. I'm just saying, as they began to sing and praise. So as we begin to sing and praise, as we begin to worship our Father, then he will send what we need for whatever area that we may be facing right now, whatever issues, whatever chaos that may be going on in our lives, or the chaos that's going on in our world right now. As we begin to praise and worship, as we begin, then God. But we have a part to play in this, Christians. And we need to stop speaking Christianese and do some action. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 150, verse 1 through 6. Praise God in his holy house of worship. Praise him under the open skies. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise with a blast on the trumpet. Praise by strumming soft strings. Praise him with castanets and dance. Praise him with banjo and flutes. Praise him with cymbals and a big bass drum. Praise him with fiddles and a mandolin. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. This is the reason why we praise and worship the way that we do. Let every living, breathing creature praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Because if we don't, his word said he's going to make the rocks and the trees, he's going to make them cry out. The birds praising with their chirping. The trees when they're swaying. And we're his greatest creation. And we have issues with praising and worshiping him. And he breathed life into us every morning. We wake up. We have everything that we need. And for the most part, things that we want. And we can't praise and worship our God. We can't praise and worship our Jesus. You're going to be walking down the street and you're not praising God, and that rock going to cry out. This is why we praise the way we do, because God is so good to us. He is so good to us. Whoo, glory. John 4:23-24, and this is the Message version. It's who you are and the way you live that counts before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is out looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their own very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration. We are spirit first, because God said, let us make man in our image. And us is a spirit. So we are a spirit first. And that's what this means, that we must worship him out of our very being, our true selves, because our true selves is a spirit. Our true selves was made in the image of God, of them. He said, let us make them in our image. And us is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's us. Make them, and them is us. Mankind, male and female, that's us, that's them. So we are another speaking spirit. So when we're praising, when we're worshiping, when we're praying, we need to pray and worship and praise God in our true being, our spirit being. And that's, again, that's where praying in the spirit, speaking in tongues, comes into play, because that's your inner being, that's your true self speaking when you don't know what to say. So we have to get back to our true selves, that spirit, that who we are, who God made us in the first beginning. Our true selves is a spirit, and we need, and that's how we need to work. That's why he says worship him in spirit and in truth, because that's our first selves. We're a spirit. That's how God made us. Psalms 22:3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. We praise our Lord because he dwells in the true, heartfelt praises of his people, of us. He sits on our praises, is what one translation stated. So when we're praising God, think about it, all the praises, like we're in here in church, you know, or you're in your homes and you're praising God and your praises are going up, forming a chair for our Father to sit on. Our praises are going up for a chair for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to come and sit on and dwell with us in the midst of our praises and the midst of our worship. How awesome is that? Think about that. That's why we need to worship him in spirit and in truth, because we can't form that seat for him to come and sit and dwell with us if we're fake, if we're trying to put on airs, as my grandmother would say. We've got to be true. Our praise is a place for our Lord, our God, to get comfortable in with us. Are we his people? Is our praise true and heartfelt, or is it just a show? Are we true worshipers? Are we a Pharisee? When they would just pray out loud in the synagogues just so folks can hear them because they thought they was all that in a piece of pie, and they really were not. It was fake. It was fake because they wanted other people to hear their eloquent prayers. And just instead of saying, Lord, forgive me, I don't know what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we praise our God. When we praise our God and our Lord in the midst of chaos and trouble, trials, pain, and even death, it confuses the enemy. It confuses him. And, you know, the enemy was the praise and worship person up in heaven before he got kicked out. So that's why he don't like us. He does not like us. Because we're praising and we're worshiping now something that he used to do. And he can't do it anymore like that. He can't. So he don't like us. He hate us. I hate him. Feeling is mutual. It confuses him, though. And this is the reason we praise our God. So we can confuse the enemy. So we can confuse him. It's about him and not our situation. He would dwell there with us. And we need to magnify him instead of the issues that we may be going through. Magnify our God. When we put a magnifying glass over something, it's not, you know, necessarily just to make it bigger. You want to see the fine print. You want to see all the cells and what have you when you put something under a microscope. So let's magnify our God so we can see all the fine print that's on him. Because there's some fine print on God.
Yes.
There's some fine print. And that's his word. There's parts of his word that we haven't even tapped into yet. Yes, some of us may have read the Bible from page one to page whatever. But have you tapped into the fine print?
That's right.
Have you got some true revelation of God to give you another reason to praise and worship our Father like we should? So we need to tap into that. The Bible's just reminds us throughout scriptures just how good God is, how he parted the Red Sea, a sea, walls, the fish and everything else just there, and they're walking on dry ground.
Amen.
Glory. Healed a blind man that was blind from birth, a lame man that was lame, could never walk, and told him to pick up his bed and walk. He didn't think twice from what I read in the scripture. The man picked up his bed and he walked. We would have been like, well, you know, God, now, Lord, whoever you say that you are, you know I ain't never walked before, right? We would have been making all kind of excuses. We're rationalizing it, reasoning through it, and you miss out on your blessings when you reason through stuff at times. Sometimes you just got to do. When you hear the word of God tell you to do, go, whatever, you need to do it. Because we will talk ourselves out of it. We will talk ourselves out of a blessing. But he did. God said, take up your bed and walk. Jesus told him, take up your bed and walk. He took up his bed and he went on walking. He walked. This is why we praise our God. This is why we praise our God. And he tells us over and over again in his word that he would never leave us, that he would never forsake us, even in the midst of the chaos or issues that we may be going through. Another reason to praise our God and to worship our God and to worship our Father and to worship our Jesus, because that is who he is. Praise and worship transfers the issues that we are having to our Lord, to our God. It transfers those issues. So if we are truly praising and worshiping our God, whether it's in a building or whether it's at your home or whether it's in a car, it doesn't matter. And you got some stuff that's weighing on you. And if you truly enter into that praise and worship, you are transferring those issues to him. You are laying them at his feet. because they're too big for you anyway, but they're not too big for him. They're not too big for him. This is why we praise and worship. We praise and worship because he says in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. What the word said, so you don't even dash your foot against a stone. He'll move it out of the way. That's how good our God is. That's why we praise. That's why we worship him the way that we do. Some folks may think it's weird. You know, there are times here at church, folks have gotten up and ran around the church. They're praising their God. We don't know their story. God does. We don't know what God delivered them from. He knows and they know. We don't. So we don't need to look at folks all side-eyed. If they get up and they run, if they get up and they shout, if they get up and they dance, we don't know their story. We don't know where God has brought them from. We don't know that. They're praising their God. They're praising our God, our Father, and our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is good. He is a good God. We praise and worship our Lord, our God, because he is worthy. He is majestic. He is the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. I would rather fall on my face to worship him now and confess he is Lord. You know, folks say, well, you know, I just wait to see when it's time for me to meet him, if it's a God or not. Not me. I choose to believe the Bible. The Bible said it. That's enough for me. So I'd rather fall on my face now, worshiping my Father and confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of my life now, than get to the end and realize that I messed up. That's me. That's me. We worship him because he's our Redeemer, our Deliverer. We worship and praise him to bless and honor him. We worship to draw closer to him, to have that intimate relationship with him. That's why we praise and worship. And I read these two quotes. I'm not sure who stated them. I found them, but it didn't say who said them. Worship is not primarily for us. We certainly benefit from it, but worship is first and foremost a selfless act of love towards God. When we praise, God comes. And when God comes into the atmosphere, it changes as he takes dominion. When we praise, God comes. And when God comes into the atmosphere, it changes as he takes dominion. So that means we need to release things that God needs to have dominion over. He gave us dominion over this earth. Yes, he did. And we need to take our rightful place back, Christians. But there are things that God needs to take dominion over. And praise and worship allows him into the atmosphere so he can be who he is. And that's God. And he is God all by himself. He don't need us. He is God all by himself. And there are times praise and worship will and should be undignified, like the song goes, an undignified praise. We must forget who is looking, forget about what's around us, forget about folks, what they may say once they leave the church. Who cares? Who cares? Forget about everything around us and focus on our Lord and our God. We praise and worship because it's what we do as Christians. It's a lifestyle. It's a preparation for our forever home in heaven. Let's get our praise and worship on, folks. God has already defeated the enemy, and guess what? We win. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't that an awesome word tonight? Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I told you God's got something for you tonight, and he did, didn't he?
Amen.
He is so good to us. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to just, at this time, we want to ask if anyone hasn't invited the Lord into their hearts tonight and you would like to, if you'd like to invite Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life, we want to give you that opportunity tonight. So if you will, just bow your heads with us and pray. Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
I ask you to
come into my heart
and be my Lord and Savior.
I surrender my life to you. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer with us tonight, that's all it takes. Just asking the Lord into your heart, and you have got a new life ahead of you now. And you'll understand now the praise and worship that's in our hearts for the Lord. And we just want you to join in with us. And if you will just send us a comment, we would love to share that also with the rest of the congregation. So praise God. This time I ask Ashley to come up.